Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin back on Afternoon Drive. Ken Rosenthal, what a jerk. Part 2. Already got to run over cameraman. If you hear what he said about the
stare him down awkwardly.
He's such a so-and-so. Whatever you said about Al Michaels, that's what I now feel about Ken Rosenthal. You'll find out why coming up in about 40 minutes here. But we played a little bit of Micah Parsons, a little bit of Myles Garrett talking earlier today with the Cleveland media. Here's what he had to say about the Micah Parsons trade and his immediate reaction to it.
Holy shit, did it. I think that was the same thing that went through most people's minds. And the 47, and I remember him talking about, we were sitting in the sauna during the offseason. He was like, if I get a deal, I'm going to beat this out of your deal. And he went out there and got it. So that was part of the humorous part of the deal. And then him texting me, talking about, did I do right? And I was like, you did perfect. So I'm just glad to see him get what he's earned, and he's worth every dollar.
Now, I have made the comparison to the Reggie White trade, both when it happened and when I've been on Milwaukee radio this week talking about this game. But it shouldn't be lost on any of us that one of the people thought to be most aggressively pursuing Myles Garrett in the event of a trade was the Green Bay Packers. So there's an alternate history potentially out there where it's Myles on the Green Bay Packers right now and not Micah Parsons.
So the hard part for Myles is that the trade and everything that's come after it is he gets to look at Micah Parsons and see, this is what my life could have been. Mm-hmm. So like, if people are like, do you think Myles is regretting the idea that he stayed with the Browns? Well, I mean, they're 0-2 and they're not looking like they're doing anything anytime soon. Meanwhile, Micah Parsons is playing on a team where one of his teammates 2 days ago said he feels like an undefeated season is on the horizon. Well, like, there's a stark difference. And for Myles, this is a quick reminder of how life could have been very, very different for him if this had played out differently.
We're in an interesting spot right now because through two games, Myles is getting a lot of praise. Greg Rosenthal the other day on the NFL Daily podcast,
he's played really well.
Said he's the DPOY through 2 weeks. And yet, you mentioned the push and pull of Myles has always been good. The question has been, is the team good enough around him? And I can already see that since the trade, people are starting to point out, Sam Bruckhaus said something very similar today with us at 3. Yeah, there's Myles, and then there's everybody else on that defense, which I don't think is entirely fair.
No, he made it seem like, that meme of the Lambo in the driveway of the mobile home?
Yeah.
He made it seem like that.
Yes.
People call it like the million-dollar chandelier in the empty house. Like, that's not the case.
Yeah.
There are players on this defense.
But that is a narrative that is emerging that is not complimentary to the Cleveland Browns, but it's quite complimentary to Myles Garrett.
Yeah, but if I'm Myles, I love that clip only because you could tell in him describing them being in the sauna together, it was almost like he like dared Micah to try to make it happen because he wasn't able to.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, all right, good luck pulling that off. If you think you can do it, go ahead. And then like, oh, he got it done. Like, there's a shock value to it all, and that's why he said what he said. If I'm Myles, I just don't know how anybody can, with a straight face, say that Myles ended up in the best situation out of all this when Micah is living out his dream.
So does that sound like, or it sounds rather like you're saying you think maybe Myles regrets the way it happened, or maybe even wishes he would have played it out differently, and you know maybe Micah showed him that after the fact.
Well, which do you think Micah's happier in Dallas, or do you think he's happier in Green Bay? Because I'd make the contention, same thing with Myles, that he's happier playing in Green Bay on a team that has deep playoff aspirations compared to a Cowboys team that is going nowhere, and compared to a Browns team, as much as we like them, they're not doing anything this year.
So what's tough about the answer
to that? Also getting paid $47 million a year.
So what's tough about the answer to your question is, quite frankly, I don't know what's real with Myles. Like, I know, I'm talking about off the field, because Myles says a lot. Myles talks about wanting to be a leader and then conveniently goes out there and shows some things that aren't exactly leader-esque material, right? Myles will say one thing and then, you know, does another. And again, I'm not trying to hammer him, because we got a game coming up and I've been incredibly thrilled with what we've seen with Myles. But you're asking, well, I bet you Myles would rather have, I don't know, maybe it really was all about the money. Because it was all about the money. $40 million a year at that moment was as much as you were getting. It took Ja'Marr Chase and TJ Watt getting paid, and then just the absolute, like, I'm hardlining this to such a degree, it took Micah 8 months to get what he wanted. I don't think Myles was ever letting that thing go 8 months.
So maybe that's where he felt like he did play this or misplace this, by the way, is he was first to, let's get this negotiated and figured out. Like, if I'm an agent or if I'm anyone in the NFL, I'm waiting as long as you can, because you have to wait for the other deals to come in. You have to wait for all these other pass rushers and all these other big-time non-quarterbacks to get paid if you really are one of the elite, and Myles is. And so Myles misplayed this for a couple different reasons and ways, but one of the ways he did was by getting this at Super Bowl Radio Row and making this an all-February thing, when if he was smart about it, he would have waited and basically just did what Micah pulled off.
I mean, I don't know. I think his goal was to be the highest defensive, or the highest non-quarterback, highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL, and he did that.
But he would have accomplished that in a trade too, though.
Oh, no. But I think my point is, I think the money mattered as much to anything for Myles. So if you said to Myles, all right, we'll send you to Green Bay, but they're going to pay you $38 million a year, or you can stay here and make 40, I think the money clearly, and by the way, it should. He's got a finite amount of time to make money. My problem is never him wanting money. It's how he went about saying what he wanted. But yeah, I find it hard to believe that Myles regrets his decision, because he caved so quickly off his trade request, not even making it a free agency. I think once he saw $40 million, I think it was, okay, cool, I'm doing, I'm happy now.
Yeah, I just think if it was me personally, again, I can't take myself into Myles' head. I don't know. We've talked about how backwards he is sometimes anyway. It's a hard spot to try to even figure out, but it's a no-brainer to me. $47 million and a team that looks like it's going to go on a Super Bowl run, I'm going to take that over what I was getting paid, or even if Dallas would have been able to match it for some unknown reason. Let's say $47 million in Dallas, but you're playing on a team that's going nowhere. Like, to me, it's a no-brainer. If you have any competitive bone in your body, you're going to take being on the team that has a chance.
Yeah, or maybe, I don't know. What I struggle with Myles is, I do think he wants to win, and I do think that this is a part of it. But I just think once you get to a certain point, like, you're such to rarefied air, you know you're going to go wherever you want to go. I think in bailing on his trade request in 5 weeks, I think he tells you he really never had a plan to get traded. That was the TJ Watt went from, I mean, again, TJ Watt asked for a new contract right around the same time Myles asked for a trade. And TJ Watt held that son of a gun out until what? July?
July, yeah.
So that shows me intent. Micah in this whole thing actually started last year. That's almost a full year of discomfort, right? That's a full year of, what do you want, Micah? I want money. They don't want to give it to me, right? That is a commitment to living in the discomfort that you have to do to get this kind of thing done, I think Miles caving 5 weeks in tells you he was never built for that kind of... And by the way, this is not a bad thing. Not everybody is built to have a contractual disagreement and hold out and force your way out. Either something changed in those five weeks, or he wasn't built for it.
And Micah is built for it, by the way. There's a reason why he has a podcast and says what he says on his podcast. Like I do think Micah is the perfect storm of a player to be able to say, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna find my way out, and then Jerry's the perfect owner to respond accordingly.
Sounds like you think Miles needs a podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't know that I'd listen.
Why not?
I don't know.
What if it's about dinosaurs?
Because I've listened to every press conference he's done for the entire time he's been here on every single Friday. And like that 20-minute chunk, I'm like, all right, I got a good amount of miles.
I just don't want it to be about really football. I want it to be about
really need
like
a podcast for miles. I really don't.
Classic rock and muscle cars and dinosaurs.
I'm kind of out on player podcast in general right now.
Oh no, there's definitely too many, and none of them say anything.
Yeah, I don't really need it. I can't think of one that I listen to.
Actually, all right, this is because we're going down a little avenue here. Do you know what I think my favorite thing about player podcast is?
What's that?
It is exposing the idea that players know more about sports than the fans that watch it. Mm-hmm. They know more about Miles knows more about being a defensive end than I do.
Yeah,
he knows more about what the Browns are trying to do schematically than I do. Right, that. But in terms of holistically about how football works, or how I mean like the machinations of the league. I mean how teams think, how all of this stuff. I guarantee you, most players, and it's shown in analysts too during the game.
Well, this was we're veering into the Ryan Clark. Didn't play the sport territory.
Yes, exactly. And like I watched Get Up this morning, and they're like Bart Scott and the Harry Douglas. We're acting like Pete Schrager's a moron. And I'm like, you guys just said the Buffalo Bills can't get better when it's week three of the season. And teams' defenses do actually get better in the regular season. That's the stupid stuff that actual NFL players just said on air.
So my favorite response to that whole conversation was the part of my take, guys. Big Cat was essentially like, and PFT commenter were like, so while you were out there playing the game, we were watching all day on Sundays coming up with takes. These are our great take years and our formative take years. You're finding out like all 4-3 defenses and stuff like that. We were coming up with takes. And there's a difference there. It's just a funny way of looking at it.
And you might have watched two football games.
Well, that's it.
They
were playing the game, yeah. And we watched because on Sundays, I mean, we're sun up to sundown. There's not a game you miss. Monday, Thursday night, we don't miss these games. Meanwhile, they play in a game, and then they go back and watch that game that they played 47 times.
216-474-0092. That doesn't mean players' voices don't matter. It just means they're a little bit overrated because everybody acts like if you played the game, you know some inside sauce or inside deal. Not always the case there. Does Myles Garrett wish he would have played his contract situation like Micah Parsons? Maybe Myles would have chosen a different result. I think that's clear when you say, I want to go to a winning team and I want to. But like he got at least half of what he wanted in, at the point, the biggest contract given out to any non-quarterback in the NFL. And I think along the way, he did learn something about himself. That what you have to do in this situation, when you fold in 5 weeks, you tell everyone you're not equipped for it. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? There is the importance of know thyself. And I don't think Miles is going to do that specific thing again the way he did it. But man, I got to be honest with you. If you're Miles, this is the bed. You chose your bed multiple times. Right. This is the one inevitably that you ended up choosing. And he didn't really put that much of a fight up with the Browns organization.
But the sting on it is that you're looking across at Micah Parsons, and he's the guy that got to have his cake and eat it too.
But I don't think you can have second thoughts about it. Because you chose it, and you chose it succinctly and fastly. Quickly is what I was going for.
Right, but it's different if you chose it and then you thought I had no way out, and basically the Browns were never going to trade me, and we haven't seen too many guys be able to force their way out, and so this is just my lot and I have to do it. And then you look around and somebody that is your contemporary, somebody that's your friend, you apparently sauna in the offseason together, okay? Like, he's your friend, and he's pulling off a move that not only made him the highest paid non-quarterback in league history, but then also has him on a Super Bowl caliber team. Instantly, there's got to be some jealous that seeps in.
216-474-0092. Does Miles wish he would have played his contract situation like Micah Parsons? I would kind of make fun of him if he did. I think JP thinks that there's a chance he does. And Miles was asked about whether he feels the way he's playing right now, he's as good as he's ever played. You're going to hear that answer in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.